Radio Nova, 21 minutes to 8 o'clock.
Need a shock? Get four shocks from Fast Fit Exhausts at an unbeatable price. Listen to this. Four shock absorbers fitted to a Renault 5 for only £53, including VAT. For guaranteed shock absorber bargains for your car, phone Fast Fit Exhausts. Fast Fit Exhausts are at Shaw Street, opposite the Matt Talbot Bridge. Fast Fit Exhausts, Santry Avenue, opposite the stadium. And Fast Fit Exhausts, Crumlin, opposite the Crumlin Shopping Center. For bargains in shock absorbers, go to Fast Fit Exhausts.
And there I was, cycling up Grafton Street, when one of your pretty Vanguardies stopped me. Where would you be going now at this hour of the morning and without a bell on your bicycle, she said. I knew I was up against a very clever woman, because it was almost a quarter to eight, so I decided to tell her the truth. I am going to the Pink Bicycle for their delicious Irish breakfast, I said, and sacre bleu, what value, only £1.99. Come with me, she said, so I did. We had breakfast together.
The Pink Bicycle, Parscourt Townhouse Center. Breakfast starts early, 7:45.
And when you call in for breakfast or lunch, tell them Bob sent you. They'll give you a discount. They're nice people. Castle Billiard Center. 50 snooker tables, special coaching rates for ladies and young people. Castle Billiard Center, Drimna Road.
John O'Hara.
Playing your favorite Radio Nova.
We'll be right back. It's Radio Nova playing Whitney Houston, and how will I know? It's 15 minutes to 8 o'clock. Whitney Houston would sound just great on a Sony Walkman 22. And if you listen very carefully to Bob, in just a moment, he'll tell you how you can be one of the top three prize winners to win one.
No, he won't.
Oh, please.
No, I won't.
Please, Bob, please.
No, I'm not going to tell you that until about 8:30.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, what I will tell you...
I'm going home.
What I will tell you is how you can get your car shined, polished, cleaned, waxed, and have all kinds of things done to it.
That one?
Yeah, we'll do the Ever Ready Car Care competition now, and the Slims matches one a bit later. Ever Ready Car Care, who will do your car inside and out, in addition to, and this is part of the prize, a full service there for your car, full car care service, in addition to washing it and waxing it and cleaning the cloth, the head cloth and the seats and everything, important things like washing and lacquering the engine and renovating the paintwork, which is going to make the car last that much longer. Good for the car to have the old engine cleaned out. We all need our engines cleaned out now and again.
Certainly.
So it's good for the life of the car in addition to the appearance of the car. And you can win all that. The full car care service, that's the prize for anyone who answers this question and gets his name or her name drawn out. In other words, from all the correct answers to the question, we will draw out one winner. And the question, would you like to get a question, sir?
Well, yes. The Ever Ready Car Service Station is situated in Donnybrook on the old Ever Ready garage site. Everybody knows where it is. Mm. It's situated opposite the IRF rugby ground. Now, the question is, whose home ground is this rugby ground? What club is associated with the grounds? Easy.
Very, very, very simple. Answers on a postcard, back of an envelope, too. Ever Ready Competition, Radio Nova, Nova Park, Dublin 16, to be in by first post next Monday, the 3rd of February. And one winner will be drawn from the correct entries next week. And it's a great prize to win because
certainly
your car really will be beautiful after that.
Mm.
As I was saying yesterday, what a difference a few years makes. For example, when you're 18 years old and you chase every girl in sight, well, you're just a young man sowing his wild oats. When you're 65 and you still chase every girl in sight, what are you? Dirty old man.
It's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love it. W.C. Fields was born in Philadelphia 106 years ago today. He was once asked whether he really liked children after all. He replied, yes, if they're properly cooked.
Yes. He was also asked once how he, he was told that if he continued to drink so much whiskey, or so much liquor, that one day he would drown in a vat of whiskey. He said, drown in a vat of whiskey, eh? Oh, death, where is thy sting?
Excellent. Talk to you later, Bob.
Okay.
Good, great, thank you. Okay, we're heading back to the Doobie Brothers, in marvelous old tune, at coming up to 12 minutes to 8 o'clock on Nova's breakfast time, and minute by minute...
Anybody else would surely know he's watching her go. But a fool believes he sees the wise man has a power to reason away what if love can come and love can go to be.
Point 7 FM, 738 AM. Welcome to Radio Nova's breakfast program. It's 9 minutes to 8 o'clock. John O'Hara until 9 o'clock this morning. That was the Doobie Brothers and Minute by Minute and What a Fool Believes and all that sort of stuff. Coming up, two competitions, a charity auction of Stephen Roach's winning jersey in just a moment.
Sacrifice yourself, sacrifice.
Just 5 minutes to eight, Radio Nova, on a Wednesday morning, a new song from Simple Minds and Sanctify Yourself. A pantomime, Dick Whittigan, turned to an old showbiz remedy to cure a sore throat. Now, Amanda Knorr tried to restore her singing voice by gargling with port wine. Sounds lovely. But the croaky star swallowed some of the remedy and later failed a breath test when challenged by police, the court was told yesterday. It's the best excuse I've ever heard. Curing a sore throat didn't work, I'm afraid. Poor old Amanda was fined £200 and banned for driving for 15 months. My God. Give us a port wine, please. Radio Nova, 1.5 minutes to 8 o'clock. Fergal Sharkey, A New Little Thief. And coming up after the news, we'll be taking a look at the brand new British Top 40.
It's out of this world. The incredible Toyota Corolla. The first car in its class in space. With roomy interior and stylish good looks. And Toyota's famous economy and reliability with the super-efficient revolutionary 12-valve engine. Drive it to believe it in saloon and hatchback at your Toyota dealer now. The incredible Toyota Corolla.
Corolla!
Meat prices are down at H. Williams. Our tender rib and top rib roast have been cut to just $1.79 a pound. Our succulent rib steak has been cut to just $1.39 a pound. Our quality mince has been cut to only 89 pence a pound. And there's great value in a whole range of other quality meats. You'll notice the change at H. Williams.
Transform your image at Peter Mark.
have a beautiful Wella Perm at Peter Mark for £20, and you could win an Opel Corsa. 8 o'clock in the morning, and your money is hard at work, earning interest with First National.
Broadcasting from Dublin on 738 kHz AM and 102.7 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
ABC Network Breakfast Time News with Bob Gallico. Good morning. Small pieces of debris from the U.S. Space Shuttle Challenger have been recovered in the Atlantic off Cape Canaveral. But there's been no sign of the seven crew members who died when the shuttle exploded yesterday shortly after launch. Space agency officials are refusing to comment on what caused the tragedy, but it's thought a fuel leak may have been responsible. The shuttle program will be suspended pending a full investigation. President Reagan has paid tribute to the seven heroes who died when the U.S. Space Shuttle Challenger exploded. He canceled his scheduled State of the Union address and spoke on television of the brave and daring men and women whom Americans would never forget. He stressed that U.S. space exploration would continue. A man's been arrested by Gardaí at Dublin Airport after being deported from Holland. He'd been arrested by police in Amsterdam with two IRA maze escapees, but was released from jail when Belgium dropped arms charges against him. He was named in Amsterdam as William Kelly, but Gardaí say there's some doubt as to his true identity. He'll appear in court today on a warrant accusing him of jumping bail on a charge of supplying the wrong name and address to Gardaí. Today is Budget Day, and as the nation waits in anticipation, the Minister for Finance, Alan Dukes, is preparing the figures which may, for many people, break the bank. David Johnson has the details.
This is Mr. Dukes' fourth budget, and one which may prove to be difficult in the light of yesterday's protest in the city by 3,000 trade union and unemployed people. They want more jobs and fewer taxes. But the real brunt of today's budget will show, depending on how far it goes to meet the target of reducing the current budget deficit from 8.2% to 6.9% of gross national product. In real terms, however, for the layman, we can expect the old reliables to go up once again. The price of drink and tobacco will rise, but only marginally. And we won't be receiving any of the expected decreases on petrol and diesel. As already has been proven, the government will take all of the what-would-be price cuts there. And it's a two-sided coin for children's allowances as well. Where there are large families on low incomes, there's to be an increase on children's allowances paid to mothers. But fathers, however, will lose their £100 tax allowance per child. And from April, food subsidies are to be halved.
In the north, a 24-year-old man was hit in the leg by a gunshot fired from a passing car in Solway Street in Belfast early today. He's not thought to be seriously injured. The Minister for Foreign Affairs, Mr. Barry, yesterday requested the British authorities to inquire fully into Monday night's shooting incident in County Tyrone, where two young men were injured when a UDR patrol fired at their car. An official at the Department of Foreign Affairs said that the incident was being taken very seriously by the government, but he declined to give details as to what representations were being made. It was later reported that Mr. Barry, who was chairing a Council of Europe meeting in Strasbourg, had asked for a full report on the shooting from British authorities. Israeli jets are reported to have carried out dawn raids on Palestinian refugee camps in Lebanon. After circling the Sidon area in the south of the country, the planes are said to have bombed the Ain el-Helwa and Maya Maya camps. There are no reports of casualties, but one report spoke of hundreds of families in panic. An Israeli military spokesman said there were accurate hits on Palestinian guerrilla bases and all planes returned safely. Ugandan guerrilla leader Mr. Yoweri Museveni is to be sworn in today as the country's new head of state. Radio Uganda said the ceremony would be conducted by British-born Chief Justice Mr. Peter Allen. Mr. Museveni's National Resistance Army captured the capital, Kampala, at the weekend. Two other guerrilla groups, the USM and FEDEMU, have agreed to retire to their barracks and give up their weapons after earlier clashes with NRA troops. In Britain, Labour MPs have reacted angrily to Mrs. Thatcher's refusal to elaborate on her explanation of the Westland leak. During question time in the Commons yesterday, she said she had nothing to add to her comments in Monday's adjournment debate. Labour MP Mr. Ray Powell said the Westland affair should not be swept under the carpet. 40 Labour MPs have tabled a motion demanding that the three civil servants involved in the leak be called to the House of Commons to answer questions. Finally, the TUC in Britain is to go ahead with its suspension procedure against the electricians' union, the EETPU. An inquiry into a complaint by the print unions will be held on Thursday. At a meeting yesterday, the General Council also called on all trade unionists not to cross picket lines outside Mr. Rupert Murdoch's new print works in Wapping in East London.
Weather prospects, showers developing in all areas, some of which will be wintry. 3 degrees Celsius, the expected high, and the winds are northeasterly, and today they're light, force 3 or less. High tide at 1:44 p.m., and the sunset at 5:01 p.m. That's the ABC Network News at 8:05.
John O'Hara.
Radio Nova. Villanova at 10 minutes past 8.
Really?
Now, every Wednesday morning between 8 and 8.30, we take a look at the brand new British Top 40. At number 20, up from 29, Planet with Bono and In a Lifetime. A big jump up for the song you've just heard, James Brown at number 19, and Living in America. 18, it's down for Aretha Franklin, Who's Zoomin' Who, and the only new entry in this week's brand new British Top 20 is at 17, Sanctify Yourself from the Sinful Mind, we've played that. Down to 16 for Hit That Perfect Beat, the Bronski Beat, and at the jump of 5 places to 15 for Grace Jones, Pull Up to the Bumper. The Eurythmics are down 2 places to 14 with It's All Right, Baby's Coming Back, while at 13 it's down for Full Force, Alice, I Want You Just for Me. A jump to number 12 for Sarah Brightman and Steve Harley, The Phantom of the Opera, and it's down to number 11 for Fergal Sharkey, You Little Thief. The Family five-star move up 3 places to number 10 with System Addict, and it's a surprise drop of 3 places to number 9, Saturday Lover, Sherelle and Alexander O'Neill. As expected, it's a 2-place jump to number 8 for The Fine Young Cannibals and Suspicious Minds, and the West End Girls are down to number 7, a drop of 3 places, The Pet Shop Boys. But a huge jump from 28 last week to number 6 this week, it's Billy Ocean.
Yeah.
need a shock?
Get four shocks from Fast Fit Exhausts at an unbeatable price. Listen to this. Four shock absorbers fitted to a Renault 5 for only £53, including VAT. For guaranteed shock absorber bargains for your car, phone Fast Fit Exhausts. Fast Fit Exhausts are at Shaw Street, opposite the Matt Talbot Bridge. Fast Fit Exhausts, Santry Avenue, opposite the stadium. And Fast Fit Exhausts, Crumlin, opposite the Crumlin Shopping Center. For bargains in shock absorbers, go to Fast Fit Exhausts.
Come in.
Alice, I'd like to have a word about...
Just one word, Mr. Brown?
Yes, Pascal. Do you realize, since we installed their Passmaster accounting system, efficiency has not only improved beyond belief, but our business has actually increased. Our latest figures exceed all projections. If we keep growing like this, we'll have to move office.
Then, we can install Pascal's new classic series for even more management information.
And you can show me how to use those floppy thingamajigs.
Discs, sir?
Oh, yes, thingamajigs.
Manage your accounts better in 1986 by availing now of our special pre-spring offers. For details, contact Pascal or dial 10 and ask for free phone Pascal computers.
Radio Nova.
And it's back to yesterday's brand new British Top 40. Mr. Mister are down one place from 4 to 5 with Broken Wings, while at number 4, a jump of 11 places, Madonna. She has moved up to 4 with Borderline. Coming up, you can win and get yourself Stephen Roach's winning jersey top. Minutes past 8 o'clock. It's Radio Nova on a Wednesday morning. Good morning to you. You will remember over the Christmas period, we raised a lot of money for St. Michael's House. They needed it very badly through snowball requests.
Well, Bob has a way where we can give more money to St. Michael's House, and you can get yourself some magnificent article.
That's right. Just before we get to that, I would like to return to the endless list of those who can and will help lighten your load and wallet in the States. Sister Ida stands out. Well, I mean, you know where you are with Sister Ida. I mean, her ad runs, Sister Ida, sick, worried, overcome evil influences, guaranteed results. I don't ask you what you called for, I will tell you. And if you don't like it, you can hop back to the nearest lily pad. And Deneva, natural-born psychic. Don't compare her to others. She needs the business. And here's Jane, just plain Jane, psychic. Returns lover, only barred him for the weekend. Reveals enemies' names. Well, my dear, there's Colonel Gaddafi for a start. And Alan Dukes. Anyway, how long does it take to accomplish the miracles? Well, Sister Rapaho lays it on the line. All the usual miracles in the catalog. Results, 8 hours. If you're the impatient type, try Victor Starr, the world's greatest universal psychic. Modern miracles in only 7 hours. Still too long? Hard to please, aren't you? My final offer, Lisa Brown, has amazing power. Results, 6 hours. I wonder if any of them can get a telephone fixed in 6 to 8 hours.
Bob, it just goes
to... That would be a modern miracle.
It just goes to show that all you Americans are crazy. You are, there's no doubt about it.
All right, well, let's see how crazy people are out there. Not crazy, generous is the word, I think. Yes, we raised well over £3,500 for St. Michael's House during the snowball request, and then we auctioned off the Manchester United jersey, and we did some Manchester United jacket, that was for £180, and we did some bowling and raised another £50-60 there. So let's see, can we add to that total in our final push for St. Michael's House with Stephen Roach's jersey. I have it here in front of me. It was worn when Stephen won the Pyrenees stage of the Tour de France in 1985, complete with the original race numbers, number 101. 101. Maybe we can raise £101. It's medium size, and it's blue and white and green. It says La Redoute on it. And number 101, Credit Lyonnais. So there it is, Stephen Roach's jersey.
Super prize.
Super prize indeed.
Mm.
You might like to give it a wash.
Suitable for male or female, I think we could say, Bob.
I would say so. Yeah. A medium to small male or female. You may want to frame it exactly as it is, complete with perspiration stains from cycling up the Pyrenees Mountains, or whatever you want to do with it.
I think it's going to walk out of here in its own.
All right. The telephone number to ring, if you'd like to make a bid, and we're going to keep this open until 9:30 to give those people who are in their cars now and on their way to the office a chance to get there and bid on it. 932-996. 932-996. We will take your bids, and the highest bidder by 9:30 will receive the jersey, and St. Michael's House will receive some more badly needed funds.
I think we should put a minimum figure on it to start, don't you think?
I think we'll accept any bid over £25.
I think that's a sensible figure. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing to have in your room, and it certainly would attract anyone up to see your room. I might get it. The only way I'm going to get anyone up to my room, that's for sure. Okay,
932-996.
932-996 on the phone right now.
That's
okay,
it.
Okay. Yeah. Back to the British Top 40. Do you like Nana Mouskouri, Bob?
Yeah, actually I do.
Good.
I do like her.
Nobody else does. No, she's moved up 6 places to this week's number 2. You will be pleased to hear her.
Quite amazing, isn't it?
Only love can make memories. Hey!
to see Nana Mouskouri doing so well with a song called Only Love at number 2 in the brand new British Top 40. A very generous person out there has already started the bid off. A very good opening bid of £101 for Stephen Roach's winning jersey. Rode it on the Pyrenees mountain stage of the Tour de France. Isn't that magnificent? Number 101. Please increase your bid. And the phone number is 932-996. That's 932-996. And all of the money going to St. Michael's House. It's a very, very worthy cause. It's a super jersey. And it looks magnificent. Number one in the British, brand new British Top 40.
Good interest with standard rate income tax paid.
Yes, yes, yes.
Call into your local Maxall station and take a look at the latest and a great range of gifts on offer.
Yes, take a look at Maxall's superb high-quality breakfast mugs. So simple to collect that you'll have a complete set in no time at all.
So simple, in fact, that you'd better start collecting the tokens now before all the mugs are gone. From your local participating Maxall station.
Transform your image at Peter Mark. Have a beautiful Wella Perm at Peter Mark for £20, and you could win an Opel Corsa.
I call that temptation.
Radio Nova on a Wednesday morning. It's 8:34. Bob has headlines.
Thank you, John. Small pieces of debris from the U.S. Space Shuttle Challenger have been recovered in the Atlantic off Cape Canaveral. Minister for Finance, Mr. Dukes, will present his fourth budget in the Dáil today. A man's been arrested by Gardaí at Dublin Airport after being deported from Holland. The Minister for Foreign Affairs, Mr. Barry, yesterday requested British authorities to inquire fully into Monday night's shooting incident in County Tyrone. Israeli jets are reported to have carried out dawn raids on Palestinian refugee camps in Lebanon. Ugandan guerrilla leader Mr. Yoweri Museveni is to be sworn in today as the country's new head of state. And the British Transport Workers Union is to try again to stop lorry drivers distributing News International's newspapers. Weather prospects, very cold, showers developing in all areas, wintry at times, 3 degrees Celsius to high. Lots of things to get through. Our bid is still £101 from Paul Brown for Stephen Roach's race jersey. At 8:45, we'll do the birthdays this morning. Racing is on at Windsor today. If you're inclined to have a bet, I'm not advising anything, but Windsor, the meeting is on. Hereford is off. Today's Coleman ball was made by Tony Adamson, describing a football match on the radio, and he said, 4-0 up they were at halftime, all in the first half, those. He can count. Terrific. Okay, and we also have the Slims Matches competition. And you know what it is by now, but if you don't, if you're tuning in for the first time, it's very simple. You take the two words, Slims, S-L-I-M-S, and Matches, M-A-T-C-H-E-S. See, he can spell. Well, it's in front of me, isn't it? And get as many words out of those two words as you can. And we've got an awful lot of entries, and with us some pretty hefty lists of words. You can use any sort of word, as far as we know. You can't use the same letter twice if there's only one of them, like the I and the A. If there's, the S's, there's three of those. You could have a word with three S's in them. Anyway, the three top lists of words, people who have the three most, let's put it another way. If you are one of the three who has the most words, you will receive a Sony Walkman 22. Competition closes on the 31st, and the winners will be announced next week when the judges get through going through these massive lists of words.
Take them some time, I imagine.
Don't envy them at all. The address, of course, is the Slims Competition, Radio Nova, Nova Park, Dublin 16. Rathfarnham, Dublin 16. Simple, isn't it? Slims Matches. 101, still the bid. That's from Paul Brown, a very generous bid. And
I'm sure we can increase on that, Bob.
I'm sure you can. We can. You have until 9:30 this morning. So if you're driving to the office, you have time to get into the office and get on the telephone and make a bid for that Stephen Roach race jersey.
The number is 932996.
And now it's straight up.
Hi, you guys. Hey, today's traffic for the Bay Area from Kathy for Nova. First of all, I want to tell you, coming in this morning, it was very, very heavy. And that's the Enniscary Road. And with that blue van that only went 25 miles an hour, move out of the way. Harold's Cross is very, very heavy. Rathmines, the traffic is also heavy. Clondalkin, it's also heavy. Everybody's just going into work today. In Drumcondra, it's heavy, but you're moving. Temple Oak Road, very, very heavy. And Still Organ Road is building up, so try to avoid those roads.
Kathy.
Yes, sir.
A friend of mine lost a large black and white dog. It's kind of a sort of a collie dog. Answers to the name of Shep. Would you ever have a look out and see if you can spot it?
Around where? Do you know, Bob?
Somewhere in Dublin.
I'll look around because I just fly around all morning.
Thanks a lot.
Swords Road to Shenowen Road, Baggett Street and Fitzwilliam Street. The lights are out of order. So that's the traffic for the Bay Area this morning.
Thank you, Kathy.
Bye. 738
Radio. You told me I was the one, the only one who got your head undone.
and a half minutes to 9 o'clock. Good morning to you. All Hit Radio Nova on a Wednesday, the 29th of January, heading towards February. Isn't it great to be getting towards the second month of the year? 1976, Sherbet, and how's that? Let's go back. Only 7 years to 1979. This time it's Ian Dury and the Blockheads had a number one on this very day.
Deserts of Sudan and the gardens of Japan, from Milan to Yucatan, every woman, every man. Hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me, hit me. Je t'adore, ich liebe dich. Hit me, hit me, hit me. Hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me slowly, hit me quick. Hit me, hit me, hit me. In the wilds of Borneo and the vineyards of Bordeaux, Eskimo, Arapaho, move their body to and fro. Hit me with your rhythm stick. Hit me, hit me. Das ist gut, fantastic. Hit me, hit me, hit me. Hit me with your rhythm stick. It's nice to be a lunatic. Hit me, hit me, hit me.
That promised more than the equivalent Toyota Corolla, Ford Escort, Opel Kadett, or Volkswagen Golf, would it boost your pride? The new Peugeot 309 can do 600 miles on one tank of petrol under test conditions. All models have rear safety belts, load adjustable headlights, and a remote fuel filler cap. Most come with a 5-speed gearbox and split rear seats. Some even have a driver's seat lumbar support. But prices start at just £7,995. The new Peugeot 309. We combined luxury and comfort with superb engineering at the right price. It was a matter of pride. Peugeot. The lion goes from strength to strength.
For the movies last night?
Ah, yeah. And it cost us nothing.
How did you manage that?
Tesco paid for it.
Tesco?
Well, we saved over £10 on our average weekly shopping bill, so we spent it on the movies.
You saved a tenner at Tesco?
Haven't you seen their press ads? Look, family favourite jam, 36p, dog food tin, 17p, and many more special offers.
See ya.
Where are you going?
Back to the future via Tesco.
Check out what Tesco have done to prices. You can save up to £10.
Castle Billiard Center. 50 snooker tables, special coaching rates for ladies and young people. Castle Billiard Center, Drimna Road.
Radio Nova.
Now, 14 minutes to 9 o'clock, and guys and gals, you better dust off your skateboards because there's a huge skateboard revival about to sweep Britain and America following the boost given to it by the support of the film Back to the Future. I decided we should dig out some music from that. Coming up, more traffic news and word on that jersey.
Tell me, doctor, where are we going this time?
FM 738 AM, Radio Nova, your favorite radio station, with Huey Lewis and the news. And go back in time, wish I could, because I'm just about 5 minutes late for this request. It came in from Gwyn Pender in Wales, for all her friends in Ireland, Joe Clayton, Giles Rowena, Jenny and Kalani, and also Stephen. So nice to hear from you, Gwyn. Bob, who's celebrating birthdays today?
Well, just before that, I said just a minute ago we haven't got any traffic, but we do, because a rock just came through the roof. Kathy dropped it with the latest traffic report. Plansky Road building up. Garthy are on point duty at O'Connell Bridge, and Queen Street is very heavy. Right, birthdays. Well, in famous type people, there's Victor Mature, Hollywood star, once known as the Magnificent Hunk, among other things. He's 71. And Tony Blackburn, disc jockey, it says here, who is famous for his awful jokes. So here's one for you on your birthday, Tony. Waiter, what's this spider doing in my alphabet soup? Learning to read, possibly, sir? There you are, Tony. That's for your birthday. Now, we have a card in from Mandy. First of all, she says good luck to you, John, with the early morning show.
Well, thank you, Mandy.
Mandy is a faithful listener, and she reminds us of somebody who had a birthday yesterday who never admits to having a birthday.
Who is that?
A fella called Haish.
Haish?
The Haish.
Who's Hayes?
Colum Hayes.
Oh, Colum Hayes.
Had a birthday yesterday. We don't know how old he is, actually. We made him a cake, but it was a bit of a mess. It's very hard to get that many candles on a fairy cake. Happy birthday to you, Colum, in retrospect, yesterday.
And you too, Colum.
Right, and now I have a letter in for Dear Zoo Crew. Please say happiest birthday to me. That's not me, but the listener, on January 29th at 8:45 a.m., just about there. My name is Barbara Nuttall. I live at 56 Briscoe Mount, Egremont, Cumbria. I'm sending this because my friends will probably forget. Sob, sob.
Oh, that's say, terrible.
Yeah. Says, say hi to my best pal, Claire Herdman. I love the guy with the deep, sexy voice. Oh, sorry, I'll read that again. I love the guy with the deep, sexy voice. Thank you, and happy birthday to you, Barbara.
Who's the guy with the deep... Where is he? Show him. Where... Get him out of here.
How dare you, sir. Right, and that's the birthdays. Now, just before you give us the musical birthday, which I'm sure you will,
mm-hmm.
just a reminder about the jersey, the Stephen Roach jersey for St. Michael's House. We have the bid in from Paul Brown of £101. No doubt you'll be arriving at your office now and would like to make a bid on it, so the bidding will be open until 9:30 this morning, 932-996. Any bids in advance of £101.
Great. Okay, we're celebrating musical birthday today is Jody Watley of Shalimar, and he is a grand old 25 today. So happy birthday, Jody. In the background, Shalimar. Coming up, a Hollywood Minute with Kathy.
Radio Nova. On a Wednesday morning, it's 5 minutes to nine.
Hollywood gossip headlines with Kathy. Star of the Superman movie series has a bald spot. Yes, it's true. The gorgeous Christopher Reeve has begun treatment with the blood pressure medicine that's been found to grow hair. Maybe he'll grow super hair. And did you ever see the films Arthur or the recent release of Santa Claus is Coming to Town? Then you'll remember Dudley Moore. He's that short little elf of an actor who's been linked with 6 foot and over actresses such as Susan Anton. Well, after seeing the love of his life on a beer commercial, he's proposed to actress model Brogan Lane, only 6 inches taller. And Colby's heartthrob, John James, one of Hollywood's most dashing bachelors, has asked his longtime girlfriend to marry him. But surprisingly enough, she isn't sure she wants to marry one of the most gorgeous actors who can pick and choose from any woman he wants. Think about it again, Marcia. Robert Wagner, who co-starred in Heart to Heart, has told longtime girlfriend Jill St. John that he can't marry her. The odd fact about Jill and Wagner's dead wife, Natalie Wood, is that they both attended the same acting and dancing school during their primary years. And what's even more uncanny is that his co-star in Heart to Heart, Stephanie Powers, was also a member of their class. And finally, animal lover Bridget Bardot blew her stack when a friend showed up at her pad with his two poodles. Not so unusual, you might say, but one was dyed bright red and the other flaming orange, and both were sheared completely except for a ridge of fur down their backs and head. BB threw the pal and his pooches out. That's the Hollywood Minute with Kathy for Radio Nova.
She sticks her nose in where no one else would dare do it. More of that tomorrow. Thank you, Kathy. That's it from me. Thank you for joining us this morning. Tony McKenzie's up next, so stay tuned for that. I'll join you tomorrow at 6. Have a good day and stay on Nova.
Metro now, and you choose a car that's extra, extra special. Because right now with the Metro L, you get a superb two-band stereo radio cassette and a stylish MG-type spoiler at no extra cost. Plus the choice of a glass hatch sunroof or remote control central locking. Prices for the extra, extra Metro L start at £6,999 ex-works. So contact your local Austin Rover dealer today. Austin Rover. Now we're motoring.
Enjoyed the movies last night?
Ah, yeah.
And it cost us nothing.
How did you manage that?
Tesco paid for it.
Tesco?
Well, we saved over £10 on our average weekly shopping bill, so we spent it on the movies.
You saved a tenner at Tesco?
Haven't you seen their press ads? Look, family favourite jam, 36p, dog food tin, 17p, and many more special offers.
See ya.
Where are you going?
Back to the future via Tesco.
Check out what Tesco have done to prices. You can save up to £10.
It's 9 o'clock and time to start saving with First National, the friendliest building society in the world.
Broadcasting from Dublin on 738 kHz AM and 102.7 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
ABC Network Breakfast Time News with Bob Gallico. Good morning. Small pieces of debris from the U.S. space shuttle Challenger have been recovered in the Atlantic off Cape Canaveral. Space agency officials are refusing to comment on what caused the tragedy, but it's thought a fuel leak may have been responsible. The shuttle program will be suspended pending a full investigation. President Reagan has paid tribute to the seven heroes who died when the U.S. Space Shuttle Challenger exploded a minute after takeoff yesterday. He canceled his scheduled State of the Union address and spoke on television of the brave and daring men and women whom Americans would never forget. He stressed that U.S. space exploration would continue. Here at home, the Minister for Finance, Mr. Dukes, will present his fourth budget in the Doyle today against the background of public discontent at the high level of taxation and political uncertainty as a result of the formation of the Progressive Democrats. A government spokesman promised a take budget, trade unionists marched yesterday in Dublin against a continuing rise in unemployment, and they made common cause with the Federated Union of Employers in seeking lower tax levels. Man's been arrested by Gardaí at Dublin Airport after being deported from Holland. He'd been arrested by police in Amsterdam with two IRA Mays escapees, but was released from jail when Belgium dropped arms charges against him. He was named in Amsterdam as William Kelly, but Gardaí say there's some doubt as to his true identity. He'll appear in court today on a warrant accusing him of jumping bail on a charge of supplying the wrong name and address to Gardaí. The Minister for Foreign Affairs, Mr. Peter Barry, has told the British government that he wants a complete and full investigation into the shooting of two young men in County Tyrone last Monday. The two men who were injured were fired at by a UDR patrol. Here's David Johnson.
It's still not clear as to what stand the Irish government will take into what they view as a very serious matter. A department spokesman declined to give any details. However, it now appears that the two UDR men have been relieved of their duties until the outcome of the inquiry. Here in Dublin, unionist politicians see the matter as a test of the Anglo-Irish Conference, after which both the Minister for Foreign Affairs and the Northern Ireland Secretary, Mr. Tom King, said in a communique that the conference had considered the steps which were being taken progressively in applying the principle that the armed forces, including the UDR involved in this case, operate only in support of the civil power, with the particular objective of ensuring that there is police presence in all operations which involve direct contact with the community. This objective was accepted by the chief of the RUC, Sir John Herman. He said that this was in line with his force's policy. The Irish government now awaits the outcome of the inquiry.
A 24-year-old man was hit in the leg by a gunshot fired from a passing car in Solway Street in Belfast early today. He's not thought to be seriously injured. The Minister for Justice, Mr. Noonan, has told the Doyle that there can be no question of any form of early release from prison of the independent Dublin deputy, Mr. Tony Gregory. He said it was entirely within Mr. Gregory's power to secure his own release by paying his fine of £150 and agreeing to be of good behavior. In world news, Ugandan guerrilla leader Mr. Yoweri Museveni is to be sworn in today as the country's new head of state. Radio Uganda said the ceremony would be conducted by British-born Chief Justice Mr. Peter Allen. Mr. Museveni's National Resistance Army captured the capital, Kampala, at the weekend. Two other guerrilla groups, the USM and FEDEMU, have agreed to retire to their barracks and give up their weapons after earlier clashes with NRA troops. Israeli jets are reported to have carried out dawn raids on Palestinian refugee camps in Lebanon. After circling the Sidon area in the south of the country, the planes are said to have bombed the Ain el Helwa and Maya Maya camps. There are no reports of casualties, but one report spoke of hundreds of families in panic. An Israeli military spokesman said there were accurate hits on Palestinian guerrilla bases and all planes returned safely. The actress Lily Palmer, who appeared in more than 50 films, has died at her home in Los Angeles. She was aged 71. In Britain, a man is to appear in court today, charged in connection with the death of a woman in a shooting incident in Sandbach, Cheshire. She was a passenger in a car when it was in collision with another vehicle. The driver of the car is in hospital, suffering from gunshot wounds to his face and hands. The TUC is to go ahead with its suspension procedure against the electricians union, the EETPU. An inquiry into a complaint by the print unions will be held on Thursday. At a meeting yesterday, the General Counsel also called on all trade unionists not to cross picket lines outside Mr. Rupert Murdoch's new print works in East London. The British Transport Workers Union is to try again to stop lorry drivers distributing News International's newspapers. Mr. Rupert Murdoch's company has said it will take legal action if the union instructs drivers to break their contracts. More of the company's newspapers are said to have reached newsagents today, with many places reporting normal deliveries. The weather prospects, showers developing in all areas, some of which will be wintry. 3 degrees Celsius, the expected high, winds northeasterly, and light force 3 or less. High tide at 1:44 p.m., sunset a minute past 5. That's the ABC Network News at 9:05.
Tony McKenzie.
And a good morning to you, Wednesday the 29th of January 1986, as Dublin wakes up. But I've often thought there are people that are having their tea break right now. They've been up since about 6 this morning. What a horrible thought. Now then, between now and 9:30, 932-996 is the number to call. If you'd like to make a bid for Stephen Roche's jersey, it was worn when Stephen won the Pyrenees stage of the Tour de France in 1985. And it is complete with original race numbers. If you'd like to make a bid for that, the highest bid so far came in from Paul Brown with £101. If you'd like to make a bid, 932-996 is the number to call between now and 9:30. Coming out at 6 minutes after 9 o'clock, Dire Straits, The Walk of Life.
Oh, no.